Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Goals Do Come True with me, Doug Bennett, the Goals Guy. Today, I am very excited. We're going to have Lord Neil Giller - Radiator. Now, we're going to go into that because I've had a look at his LinkedIn profile. I've had a look at his website. We've checked out each other's inside leg measurements before we came on because that's what we decided was the good thing that you ought to do if you're going to have a guest on a podcast. You ought to find out a little bit more about them so you can tease some of their really seriously good stuff out of them. And I'm excited. I'm excited about some of the stuff we're going to tease out of Lord Neil. And I want to find out about that, if it's real, if he turned up somewhere and bought it, you know. So anyway, I've seen some of his posts on, might be Insta, might be Facebook, but you know, it's like lots of little pictures, lots of inspirational stuff. And then he always finishes off with, you know, I think it's fuck the world. Well, no, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So Neil, over to you. You're a radiator, not a drain, and we need to fill our lives with radiators and stop returning the calls to the drains. But over to you. Anything I've missed?
No, other than you didn't bow when you said Lord. But don't worry, peasant, I will forgive one. Don't worry. First of all, my mum always, and I'm going to take you back to being a kid, you know when your mum and dad used to come and collect you from your friend's house that you stayed over for dinner or whatever, and they used to say, what do you say? As they were collecting, what do you say? So I've got to start off by saying, thank you very much for having me today, Doug. I really appreciate it. Majority of people wouldn't, but thank you very much. I really appreciate that. You spoke about a lot of things in my introduction, so let me cross them and tick them off. My lordship is exactly the same as every other lordship. It was bought, and I have a 2 square meter bit of land in somewhere in Scotland. I said to the kids, "Don't worry, I'll take you on holiday there." So we're all going to go and pitch up with a little 2x2 tent. I could just imagine me and my daughter sitting there. But it was a joke. It was bought for my birthday. And I kind of find it funny because I try and buck the trend. I don't listen to what's going on out in the big bad world. You said it before about being a radiator in a drain. I came up with this many, many years ago, and I'm sure that it's probably been rehashed from someone like Tony Robbins or Gary Vee, but it's a choice in life, you know, and we've all got that choice in life. I mean, we've all got shit that's going on. Sorry, we've all got stuff that's going on. We've all got shit that's going on. Let's keep it real. So I'm not here to profess that my life is rosy and everything's fine. You know, it's kind of like that scene from The Wizard of Oz when they're going through the Emerald Fields to the big castle. It's not like that. Yeah, I'm kind of like the Tin Man. I can't find my heart sometimes. I've kind of got to find my courage sometimes, you know, and sometimes all I want to do is just click my heels and get out of here. Yeah, it's a nice metaphor, but I choose, and that word's massive, I choose to be a radiator. I've been there. I've seen it. I've done it. I've got every colour T-shirt that there is. I've gone through mental health problems and worries and divorces. I even threw myself out of an aeroplane with a parachute.
Yeah, we've got that in common. We've got that in common.
It's something like that. I mean, I use that quite a lot as well. Why would you, as a sane human being, throw yourself out of an aeroplane that's working? Well, it's exactly the same as life, really, isn't it? And I don't want to get deep, but you could walk out today and get knocked over by a bus. Yeah, why would you throw yourself out of an aeroplane? Because it's that buzz, it's that adrenaline, it's to do something different, to turn around and go, yeah, that. I mean, whenever I'm feeling that I can't do something, I remember me hanging out of the side of that plane and having no choice. You got to do it. Do you know what, pal? You're going to get to the bottom in the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If you get there and you're still walking, it's a result. If you get there and you're dead, well, that's the way it is. Yeah.
If the bullet's got your name on it, my dad used to say, and he was in the armed forces for 24 years. So, you know.
And he was dodging the bullets, I hope.
All the time. all the time.
Exactly. Exactly. So just a quick synopsis. That's who I am. You know what? It's better to bend down and pick up something than nothing. So I always see a positive side. Yeah, there are some assholes out there. Yeah, there are some people that don't like who you are. And this is going to sound really deep. I don't really care about those people. Sorry, I can't really care about them. So I live my life with a smile on my face. And a lot of people say to me, why are you always smiling? And I look at them and go, well, what's the alternative?
And this is such, you know, I'm getting goosebumps here. Because, you know, there's such a feeling of a kindred spirit here. You know, people say, how are you? And it's like, well, I woke up this morning. That's a brilliant start to the day. You know, and it always is. And it's and I've got my magic equation for happiness, which is E plus R equals O. Events plus reaction equals the outcome. You know, be positive with your, you know, your reactions, and the outcomes will tend to be positive. So it's like, you know, and events happen all the time, right? And you can't do anything about them.
It's not rocket science. So check this out. I'm an avid football player. I love coaching. And for me, I'm not the best footballer that God ever put breath into. But when I walk onto a football pitch, I do the best that I can. And do you know what? I'm going to walk off at the end of every single match and turn around and go, I still play football twice a week. I'm mad. Because it's a mental release, but it's also to do the best that I can. And it's exactly the same in the big bad world. You said words to effect. If I could put my head down on the pillow at night, turn around and go, did I do the best that I could today? And if the answer's yes, well, fall asleep. If the answer's no, guess what? I got another chance tomorrow, hopefully.
Yes.
I got another chance tomorrow to try and make that one person smile, or help that one client get past that one problem, or just take my dad to where he needs to go to, or have a conversation with a friend that puts a spring in their step. Always leave people with more than you found them with, is a beautiful saying that my mum gave me. Always leave them with more. Not money, by the way. Not money.
No. There's not enough of that to go around. but we'll be working on it. No, it is. And what does it... It doesn't cost anything.
Tell me something.
It always pays you back in spades, I've found, as well.
That's the karma. Yeah, that's the ripple effect. And listen, for me, the ripple effect is a beautiful thing. Because I know for a fact, I go out for a walk every single morning, right, with the dog. I go out, I say hello, I say good morning to people. And if I get a smile out of someone, I've put a smile on their face. Now, that smile is going to be taken 20 metres when they go, well, that guy said hello, good morning to me. Why don't I say hello, good morning to this person? And that's smart. It's a ripple effect.
Yeah.
And you know what? Switch it up. If I'm horrible to someone, that's gonna move on as well. And it doesn't work for me. And if I'm sounding a bit like a hippie, I did smoke a lot of that wacky backy when I was a kid, so it might have something to do with that.
Hey. You know,
each to their own.
Sins of the past.
We've all got them.
Indeed, we have. So, no, that's good. I like this. This is a nice positive vibe. I mean, this is the Goals Do Come True podcast. All right. So, you know, it would be a bit remiss of me not to talk to you about your goals. And obviously, one is spreading the radiator of good vibes around the world whenever you can, and it is easy to do. But do goals fit in your life anyway?
I'm a footballer.
I mean, yeah, of course. Yeah. But you might be a defender rather than a striker.
do you know what? That's really strange. You just start. I am a defender. You know, and I've always been a defender. My father taught me the dark arts, bless him. So I won't share any of them here, but just in case people suss them out. But what are my goals? And this is going to sound kind of Miss Universe-y kind of thing. I want to free the planet. I want the planet. I want everyone to be happy. I want unicorns to be all over the show. And I know, let me take that into now, right? So I help my clients. One of my catchphrases is I help my clients turn their can'ts into cans. right? Now, if you're from South London, you might have heard that differently, but let me just rephrase that. Can'ts to cans, right? So for me, one of my goals, I've got some beautiful clients. One of my goals is for my clients, when I check in with them every Monday morning and every Friday, other than the sessions, is to find out what their biggest wins are. And I love their wins, right? So one of my goals is to enjoy other people's wins. So to clap other people when they're in the arena, getting shafted and they don't win that contract. So that's one of my goals. Another one of my goals is to live long enough to see both of my children married. Another one of my goals is to have, and this isn't monetary, to have the time that I deserve, to have the time that I deserve, where, and this is going to sound quite deep, we're all on borrowed time. We haven't got a clue what's going on. And one of my sayings in life is, I aspire to inspire before I expire. Now, I don't know when I'm going. So one of my goals is to carry on inspiring. It's an aspiration of mine. Another one of my goals, and we're really fortunate that we're in 2024. I'm a massive mental health advocate. I've nearly lost my brother 3 times, who was my business partner, my best mate, my confidant. He was sectioned, so I've seen all of that from that side. And we have a very dark sense of humor in our small family. So you have to see, and I'm not saying it's funny, but you have to appreciate that life generally is funny. So one of my goals is to smash the stigma of mental health. So even though you and I are sitting there with big smiles on our faces, you ain't got a fucking clue what happens behind closed doors. And before anyone starts worrying and getting in touch with me, asking me if I'm all right, I'm all right now, but I might not be in 12 hours or tomorrow or next week. Because once you've delved into this mental health thing and you've been associated with it, it never leaves you because it's always a point of reference. Yeah. So my goal is to smash the stigma out of mental health. I don't care if you're 20 stone tattooed, and that's some ladies that I've met. But do you understand what I'm saying? So one of my goals is to turn around and go, do you know what? It's okay not to be okay, but it's not okay not to be okay. And I know that sounded the same, Doug, but what a phenomenal world we live in 2024, when number one, men can wear pink, which I thought was, you know what I mean?
That was bold. Bold move.
thank you very much. But
when I thought I'd make I'd make the effort with the cannabis covered shirt.
No. I've beaten you there.
Yeah, okay.
Right? I've beaten you there because real men wear it. So for me, it's kind of, it's a mission. So much so that when I meet people, it's an English colloquialism. If I said to you, how are you? Your answer would be, yeah, I'm all right, thanks. Well, I always ask that second time, Doug. Because you do not know what anyone is going through. So you might be that person. And I think you've met Al Tepper before. Al Tepper, who is just a beautiful human being. Don't tell him I said that. But
I'll send him a copy of the podcast.
Please don't.
I'm just going to cut that little bit out.
Please don't. Otherwise, you won't be able to get out the doors. But he lent me a saying, be careful what you say to someone because it may be the last thing that they hear. Now, I know that that's deep.
Wow.
You have to remember that. You have to remember that. You know, there's a stat, and I hope you don't mind me showing the passion here. You asked me what my goals were. This is passion. 85 men decide that it's enough every single month in this country. 85 men every single month. If by doing what I do or what we do or by someone listening to this conversation, it makes it 83 or 82.
Happy days. Happier days.
Happier
days.
So be it. We can't save everyone. But
no.
And again, sounding very Miss Weldy, I want to save all the people. I can't. If I can save that one human being by admitting that it's all right not to be all right, then that's my goal. That's my goal. They weren't bad, were they?
They're pretty good, pretty, you know, holistic-y type, you know.
Wasn't any money in there, was there?
No, and that's the point. That's a very, very good point. I have my little wealth tribe, and it's holistic wealth tribe. It's not just about the money. It's about, you know, mental well-being, having goals. And because I think if you do have something to go for, it will help. It's not a cure-all for mental health problems, but it is, you know, if you've got something to strive for, to go for, because I think a lot of people that, you know, give up, it's like they haven't got anything. But then again, I think some of them have got a lot and they don't actually realise or they're not appreciating it. So
you've probably seen that meme of the guy that's already got there and there's a guy with a pickaxe that is millimetres away and he turns around and walks back again. I've had enough. I can't do any more. Yeah. Well, all you've got to do is just one more. Do you know what? Giving up is an option. And there's enough times I've just wanted to turn around and go, you know what? I don't want to play this game anymore. I don't want to play this game anymore. I'm fortunate that I haven't wanted to end it only for a couple of days in my life, but that was a very dark period, those 2 or 3 days. But I've never wanted to shuffle off. I've got far too many people that I still want to meet and far too many things that I need to get done. But you know what? I did a TikTok the other day. Someone once asked me what my definition of wealth was.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what they're expecting back, but my definition of wealth is my health. You know, and I woke up this morning and there was plenty of people that had plans for today that didn't.
Yeah.
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 If I get through my plans that I had today, I'll get through. And if I don't, I did the best I could.
Yeah.
Well, this is the mindset that I want to put into people.
Yes.
Are you doing the best that you can?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, my take on the can't is like just lose the apostrophe T from my can't.
Well, Granddad always used to say to me, can't's not in the English dictionary.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not a real word. It's not a real word. They probably added it, right?
Of course they have. They've got all those other words that all the newfangled words that they want to put in there as well. Let them put them in. Listen, we're old school Collins Dictionary, yeah?
Yes, indeed. Before it got wussified. That's probably exactly. In there as well.
Exactly. Do you know what? I must say something. When I was a kid, I always wondered if the word fart was in the English dictionary. I looked it up. It was, and the explanation was beautiful. A small explosion between the legs. There you go. There's the information you didn't know, but you do now.
It's all good. It's all good stuff. It's all good stuff. So, what else can you share with us? All right. Because I normally talk about people and their goals and whether they write them down and, you know, whether they have a hit list and stuff like that. But yours are, they're holistic ones. So, you know, and I think they're definitely in you because of the way that you can reel them off and the passion that you associate with them when you're describing them. So, do you have a monetary material list?
Yeah.
Goal.
Yeah.
Thing that you may go for.
I'm not one of these guys that gets my clients to a mood board, right? I work on what's here and now, and then we'll get to it. I understand that we have to have a goal, but you have to work in those increments. So for me, when I first started out doing what I did, I was bluffing and blagging, as we all are as business owners.
Yeah.
And when we start out in business, and I had this mad cockamamie idea that I'd have 20 clients. Well, I'm not too far away from that. So coming back to the answer that the guy wanted when he was talking about wealth, I'm doing all right.
Yeah.
I'm doing all right. So if that's a goal, if it means that if I want to go out for something to eat, I can go out for something to eat. If it means, I mean, I could go and buy an Aston Martin, but it's the upkeep of the Aston Martin. It's the aggravation when you rim that wheel and it's going to cost you £500 just to take it in. It's the service that's going to cost you £4,500. Why do I need to put the extra
that sort of pressure? Yeah.
I don't need it.
Yeah.
And why do I need to be driving the car around for everyone to look at and go, Look, who is driving?
Yeah.
And listen, let me whack a caveat against that, because I know that a lot of people are goal-driven. If your goal is to get into that Ferrari, you keep going for that goal. If your goal is to build your business so that you can sell it, you keep going for that goal. But everyone's got different goals.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm not one of these people. I mean, I saw it on a Facebook post. I know a guy that's worked bloody hard on himself, his staff, his business, his idea. And some people would look at his post and turn around and go, well, that's nasty. I look at it and turn around and go, well done, mate.
Mm.
He's wanted a Ferrari since he was a kid. He bought a Ferrari. Now, some people are going to look at it and turn around and go, what a show-off.
Yeah.
What a show-off. Whereas I look at it and I turn around and I go, I knew him when he was driving around a little shitty Volvo with two people, two staff. He couldn't afford to pay them. He's now at a point where he's running a multi-million pound business that he's built and he's worked on for 25 hours a day and 8 days a week. Well, that's not what I want, but that's what he wanted. That's what he's got.
Yeah.
Now where does he go?
Yeah.
Yeah, now where does he go? Where's next? Because if all you're searching for is that watch or that extra holiday or whatever it is, what's next? What's next?
Yeah, you're going to be forever driven, aren't you?
Yeah. Now, I haven't got a problem with that, but that's going back to what we were talking about, Doug. It's not my drive. Someone said to me the other day, what do you do? And I turned around and went, I haven't got a fucking clue, but I get money in my bank every single month. Right? And I was at a network where there was about four or five of my clients. So every time I was asked that question, I gave the same reply. I went, I'll tell you what, I grabbed hold of one of my clients. Come here. Tell this person what I do. He's a pain in the ass. He gets you doing stuff. He actually gets your business. Oh, he gets you up in the book. He gets you into the gym. Oh, he's such a pain. All you do is just hear his name in your head. Right? Now, I haven't, that's my goal. That I've got my client standing there just beaming. What a testimonial that is.
Yes.
What a testimonial that is. Other than that, I'd love to live a long life. I'd love my parents, my goal. I'd love my parents to stay around. I'm truly blessed to have two beautiful human beings that chose me. They probably don't think so at times when I was a kid burning glasses now. But I'm blessed there. I'm blessed that I've got some beautiful human beings around me. You know, I learned many, many years ago. I'm 53 years old now. I know I don't look old enough, thanks. But I learned that everything. No, thanks. I learned that everyone in my boat has got to be rowing in the same direction. Okay? Yeah. Everyone's got to be rowing in the same direction. And I'm not talking about, oh, I gave you this, you need to give it back to me. No. On the contrary. I'm not counting what I give to you. I'm not counting what you give back to me.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to be surrounded, or for me to be surrounded with you, you've got to be someone pretty special. And I'm not bigging myself up. My boundaries are very, very high, Doug.
It's protectionism.
It's selfishness.
Yeah. And self-preservation.
It has to be.
You know, you mentioned divorce. I mean, I'm like moving through that. And there's a degree of protectionism involved in that. And that's as much as I want to say in that regard, because obviously, you know, I don't think my ex-wife does listen to my podcast, but one of her mates might. you know, so you just got to be, you know, fair and reasonable about things. But it's, you know, that's what has happened. I've had
Doug,
to, I need to
only
be me
here once.
Yeah. Yeah.
We are only, this is not a rehearsal.
Yeah.
Okay. And if no one's listened to anything else that we've spoken about today, we're only here once. This isn't a rehearsal. And that's not flowery powery. That's real talk.
That's the truth.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's all right upsetting other people. Here's the big bomb. if you're putting yourself first. What other people think about, I said it to a client this morning, what other people think about you has got nothing to do with you. Can you put your head down at the end of the night on the pillow and turn around and go, do you know what? I did the best that I could, even if it wasn't at the time. I did the best that I could. Mm-hmm. And we all go through this life stuff. You know what? I didn't set out to offend anyone. I still have a very good relationship with my ex-wife. She's a good human being. I love her as a human being, not as a partner, right? Yeah. And it took us a while to get through that, right? But I don't want anyone... I want a legacy. Mm. This is deep, right? Mm. I want a legacy. I want people that meet my kids after I'm gone and turn around and go, do you know what? Your old man was a fucking lunatic. Always put a smile on our face. That'll do for me.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
If that's what I leave behind, if that's all that I leave behind, then I'm all right with that. I've done what I was put here to do.
Absolutely.
It's about not having goals. There's my goals. There's my goals.
See, everybody's got them, even when they think that they haven't. You know, it's just there. It's just there. So it's all about, you know, this positivity. So I'm going to sort of pull out one of your lessons that you might give your clients, because I think that would give anybody listening a feel for you. Now, I'm sort of in the similar sort of game. I've got a few people that I'm mentoring at the moment. I haven't got any exams. I haven't got any coaching exams. So I'm going with the mentoring.
Good.
All right. Okay.
We need more people like you.
You know, I've only been in business for 40 years. Don't think that counts.
Nah. You know what? Listen, you've got the grey highlights to prove it. So you carry on, buddy.
Well, you know, I'm 60. I'm 60. I know.
It's like... 1 second. Like, I was waiting for the compliment from you. You ain't fucking getting it from me. Go on, carry on, Doug. Go on.
I don't know where I was going with that. Where was I going with that? Come on, help me back on track.
Well, do you know what it is? It's your age, obviously.
Yeah, that'll be what it is. It's yeah, so
you know, you were talking about.
No, here we go. It's like we're sort of in the same game, okay? We help people, all right? So I'm a mentor with my 40 years experience on business. I want you to give us a lesson. Okay. So that people get a feel for the type of guy that you are. And if because we're going to make sure all your stuff is in the show notes, right? So that if somebody goes, yeah, I'll have that Neil Giller over Doug Bennett any day.
Listen, it's an age thing, Doug. Don't worry about it, all right?
Okay. Neil's going to be around longer than Doug is. So, you know, I'm going to go with him.
You know what? One of my latest clients is a 31-year-old IFA, and I love that because the majority of IFAs are all like near enough.
My age.
Our age. Okay, check this out. I do plenty of lessons, but one of the most important ones, our assets that we have, first of all, ourselves, and then secondly, the time. And we've discussed that already. And only through trial and error, of running a business by yourself, running the business for 20 odd years. I used to drive in every single morning, have an A4 sheet on my, not my driver's side, my passenger side. And I used to keep adding to it. And that was my to-do list. And I worked out that the majority of the stuff on that to-do list didn't get done. For me, I invented something. Instead of a to-do list, I invented a to-done list. Mm-hmm. So you're sitting there thinking to yourself, go on, where's the nuggets? There's no rocket science here. There isn't any rocket science because it's Neil Killer, right? So to-done list for me, we're flipping on a business side. First of all, the first things that I deal with every single morning is the most important person in my life. That'll be me. So up, out, up, shower, whether I like it or not, up, out of my pit, shower, clothes on, out for a walk. So before I see any clients, before I deal with anyone's bullshit, before I have to liaise or do sales or put whatever my marketing hat on, I look after my most important asset. I go for a walk. I live by a canal. It's a beautiful walk every single morning. So whether it be pissing down with rain or bright sunshine, you will see me out for a walk with my dog, right? That's the first thing that I do. That's not on my to-do list, on my to-done list. That is non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be there.
Without me filling my cup up, I can't have conversations like this, gigs with my clients, sessions with my clients, help them, et cetera, do presentations. So what I then do is the first three things every single day, and I'm sorry to start talking about money and business. I do apologize, but that's basically what we do. I'm going to put food on my table. Brutal. Very, very brutal. But that's my sales background. Mm-hmm. The first three things I do in my business every single day puts food on my table, whether it be raising an invoice, following up on a client, having that conversation with someone that I don't really want to have, but I know it's got to be had. So those are the first three things. Because I tell you what happens. When I smash those out of the park by 9:30, 10 o'clock, I could do whatever I want for the rest of the day.
Yeah, I like that.
Knowing that I've put food on the table. Everything else could go on the to-do list. And if you want to write down that to-do list, you feel free. But that'll bring on anxiety. You know what you've got to do. You don't need to write it down on a bit of paper. Get it fucking done. But the first three things every single morning, other than working on yourself, is the to-done list.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to put food on your table? What's bringing more business in? Do you need to sit there and work on your marketing? Do you need to follow up on those phone calls? Do you need to get yourself booked into more networking do's? What is it that you need to do to drive that money in the bank? Because I'm telling you something, we've had a conversation for 30 odd minutes about love, peace and bananas. When I go to the restaurant and they put the bill in front of me, I can't turn around and go, yeah.
Yeah, but we had a nice conversation.
But it's all about mental health, isn't it? We've got to be radiating. No, they want the cold hard bucks. They want the Benjamins. So I've got to earn those Benjamins. So for me, it's important if you're running a business to work on yourself, first of all. Every single day you work on yourself, you look after yourself. I had a client this morning who turned around. I said, what's your biggest problem in the last 2 weeks? She went, my time. So I turned around to her. I went, 1 second, you said it was your time, yeah? And she was like, oh, fucking hell, I've done myself. I'm like a kid.
She knew I was up for a fall here.
Right? But if we can get those first three things done, first of all, how are you going to feel at 10 o'clock, half 10, when those three things are done? The rest powers into significance. You know, and the other thing is as well is, I'm going to emphasize this, please give yourselves time. I don't know how many business owners or just human beings are going to be watching this or listening to this. Again, if you haven't heard anything else today, just allow yourself time. And do you know what? My clients know this and everyone knows it. After this, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go and sit on the sofa with a cup of tea, right? I'm going to stroke my dog, and I've got seven. That wasn't a sexual euphemism, by the way. a cockapoo. That wasn't a sexual euphemism either. Right? I'm really hanging myself here. And I've got six holes that I've got to finish off because I play golf on my phone. Right? And some people turn around and go, you're running a business. Yeah, but I'm filling the cup up.
Yeah.
I'm going to allow myself that time. And if anyone phones me in the next 25 minutes, you're in trouble. I'm not picking the phone up, all right? But the big thing here, Doug, we are the most important. We look at ourselves every single day, and we're so busy dealing with what other people's shit needs doing, we don't deal with our own stuff. Fill your cup up, people. You deserve to fill your cup up, because if you're, check this out, I once heard a beautiful saying, instead of pouring from the cup, pour from the saucer, right? Yeah. And there's going to be people out there saying, I'm a giver. Carry on giving, but just hold a little bit back for yourself. So instead of giving 100%, give 98%. That gives you an extra 2%.
But I like that, giving from the saucer, because that means your cup's already full. It's overflown. The saucer's filled up. So give from the saucer is like, well, I'm full. That's the way you can be most generous.
So I have to keep putting back in again. So those walks for me, people that know me really well, they know that I love a cup of tea and a cake. Right? If ever you're around, let's have a cup of tea and a cake, right? That's why I do 15,000 steps a day, yeah? Because I've got to get rid
of
it.
Cover the cake.
Cover the cake. But again, I can't emphasize it enough. You are so important. And you just got to fuck everyone else. Fuck the deadlines. Fuck that meeting for meeting's sake. We've all been there before. That one-to-one where the person is so boring and is selling it, you want them to just to go away and die. You don't have to keep on doing that. Instead, give yourself the time, do a bit of reading, watch something, watch a documentary, watch something that's going to feed you. Be surrounded by radiators like yourself. You know, it's everyone rowing? Are you rowing? So many things that we've spoken about today, Doug, isn't there?
It's amazing. It's going to be a top episode. I just know it. And I'm just going to tease one more thing out of you, because I like them to be succinct and crack on. And we lost a couple of minutes at the beginning, so I don't know exactly how long we've been going. But I'm gonna push you for one more Neil Giller golden nugget. If it can encompass goals, if it can encompass goals, that would be amazing. But you know, if it doesn't, but it's still a golden nugget. Let's have it.
Okay, cool. Here we go. We've had this conversation. I'm not one for writing everything down, but check this out, right? Take your 10 top goals. Write them down. Okay? Write every single one of them down, right? Then remove the ones that can't be done now. And there'll be a lot of them. There'll be a lot of them. Right, so I want that Ferrari, I want that boat, I want those poor holidays. There'll be a lot of them. Cross out the ones that can't be done right now. Right now. And I guarantee you, out of the 10, you'll probably have about one or two left. Okay, one or two that'll be left. Right, go to the gym. You can do that. Give myself more time. You can do that. Get another client. You can do that. You can do that in a minute. Right? And those ones that are left, do yourself a favor. Work on those. Work on those. Fuck the other 8 or 9. The one that you can get done right now, and it's that to-done list, get it done. And as soon as you've done it, go back on the list and start uncrossing, all in chronologic order. So what my top tip, goals-wise, write your 10 top 10 goals down, cross out the ones you can't get done, the ones that you can get them done immediately. And the other thing is as well, reward yourself. And I'm not talking about big flashy things. I'm talking about taking yourself out, giving yourself some time, getting yourself a cup of coffee, going to that restaurant that you didn't think that you could ever go to, going and buying yourself a new pair of shoes or whatever it is. Thank yourself, because we ain't here that long to rehearsal.
I love it. And it's been fabulous. It's it's a perfect time to bring the episode to an end. As I say, I like to keep them succinct. I like to keep them punchy. You've certainly done that for us, Neil, Lord Neil, with your 2 square feet of land in Scotland.
Listen, if you carry on like that, you might get an invite. Yeah.
That's gonna be one cozy tent. Anyway,
bring your camper chair with you.
This has been an absolute blast. I'm going to thank Al Tepper directly for linking us up. It's been a blast. You're a magnificent human being, and it's a real pleasure to have met you.
Before you go, I want to hold myself a little bit accountable. First of all, seriously, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it and you. And I'm going to flip it up on you, right? What can I do for you? How can I help you? Can I get more people, obviously better than me, on this for you? So what type of, I don't know whether you've ever been asked this on this before, but what can I do for you now? You've given for me, what can I give for you?
So I'm season 3 of Goals Do Come True is about, it's the work optional lifestyle, right? So it's people that have had a degree of success, that they maybe don't need to work quite as hard as they used to because they've reached the level of success, but they carry on doing things, right? So it's people that you might know that it's like, I know he doesn't need to work, but I know he still works really, really hard. So it's people like that, that, you know, obviously have a bigger LinkedIn presence than yourself.
Wow. And on that note, I'm shot man down. Seriously, Doug. I've got a couple of people in mind. Let me have a word with them, but I'll be happy to carry on conversation with you.
That'll be brilliant. Thank Neil, it's been an absolute blast. Thanks very much.
Thanks, mate. Thank you very much.